Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Budwig with today's community comment. I'd like to talk a little bit about the McLean Foundation, which I'm a board member and have been for the last 3 years. The McLean Foundation was founded in 1997, prior to Mel's death in 1999. Since inception, the foundation has granted over $15 million in grants to nonprofit organizations in Humboldt County. It's located in Fortuna, California. Mel McLean was born in Madras, Oregon, on land homesteaded by his parents. His mother died when he was 11, and Mel lived with his aunts and uncles. He graduated from high school and attended 1 year at the Columbia Academy in Walla Walla, Washington. He worked at various jobs at a very young age, always making the most of each experience. He was a truck driver for Rose City Pies in Portland, Oregon, when he met his future wife, Grace Rudge. He was delivering pastries to her deli and restaurant. They were married December 24, 1937, in Chehalis, Washington. Thereafter, they moved to Castle Rock, Washington, where Mel and Stanley Schaefer operated a tie mill. In 1946, with his apartment neighbor, Robert Boggs, a Safeway manager, the B&M stores of Everett, Washington were established. This venture started as a corner grocery store, but soon grew to a five-store chain of very large supermarkets with land holdings for several shopping centers and future stores. Robert Rudge, Mel's brother-in-law, managed the day-to-day operations of the stores. These stores were extremely successful until their sale in 1986. By 1948, Mel, Stanley Schaefer, and George Lindsay purchased a redwood mill on the Bar W Ranch near Bridgeville, California. This was the start of the Lindsay Lumber Company. In 1950, a fire destroyed the sawmill, so with a contract from the Fairhurst interest covering the Perry, Wheat, and Whitlow ranches, they moved to McCann, California. The company grew to 10 tie and 2x4 mills and a planing mill. The 1955 flood took out the planing mill, and subsequently they rebuilt to start again. These mills continued to operate until the timber was depleted. In about 1954, Mel obtained his pilot's license and commuted on a weekly basis between the stores in Everett, Washington, and his timber and sawmill operations in Northern California. This continued until the sale of the stores in 1986. As the timber was running low at McCann, Mel looked for another sawmill operation. In 1958, Mel and Stanley purchased the Johnny Vall Sawmill at Metropolitan near Rio Dell, and this was the beginning of Eel River Sawmills. Mel acquired two more sawmills and thousands of acres of timberland. His ranch at Blocksburg, along with his home in Fortuna, were two of his prized possessions. Mel started to fund a substantial gifting program from his own funds. He granted $2,230,000 into the community in the last 4 years of his life. He died in May of 1999, but the foundation directors pulled out the documents, did some research, talked with a lot of people, and they opened for business about the 1st of January in 2000. Since that time, the foundation has granted about $15 million into the Humboldt County community to nonprofit organizations. This is Jennifer Budwig with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.